Hello and welcome, guys. Welcome to the first ever Deuce Radio Show. This is Maniac, the commish of the Deuce, and I'll be your host. So stay tuned for more right after these important messages from our sponsor. Hello, we're introducing an all-new item today that's called Honey Bear Butter. Churn with the finest natural ingredients for an unbelievable taste and uses otherwise. We use wild killer bee honey along with the world's finest bear milk to create something new. Honey Bear Butter can be used on toast or your chap buns. Get it in stores near you. Oh, and don't ask how we milk the bears. Honey Bear Butter, you bet your bottom it's good. And welcome back to the Deuce Radio Show. Again, this is Maniac. Let's go over with the agenda for today's show. Top players in each step category, key injuries, team of the weeks. And we'll just kind of give that an overview of who's been the best team over the last few weeks. Player draft highlight, playoff prediction, a rule spotlight, and then a quick wrap up. So let's get started in with the top players at each stat category. Get over here to my handy dandy Madden NFL game. And let's get into the stats and see what is going on in the Deuce. All right, individual stats. We're going to go and look at passing category right now. We have Daniel Jones leading the league with 2,300 yards. 14 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. Right now, the top TD passing leader is the Jet Sam Darnold. And he's in second behind Jones and most of the other categories. So it's going to be a close race between those two, I think, for the passing championship there. Next up, we're looking at rushing. Top rusher in the league right now at this moment is Ezekiel of the Dallas Cowboys and Big Hurt. He has 136 carries, 830 yards, 8 touchdowns. He does have 2 fumbles, but he's averaging about 104 yards a game. So good rushing game there in Big D with Big Zeke and Big Hurt. Next up, we're looking at our receiving category. And right now, Darius Slayton, of course, Jones being the top passer, you would figure the top catcher would be from the Giants. And that's what we got here. Darius Slayton with 62 receptions, 1,000 yards, 131 yards a game, 7 touchdowns. And, of course, then we got to give a quick shout-out to also coming in second is Denzel Mims, which is a rookie from Baylor. But he has 54 catches, 919 yards, 10 touchdowns, though. Looking like possibly, more than likely, this is going to be the Rookie of the Year candidate. All right, next up, we're not going to talk about the blocking, but we're going to go to the defense. Right now, your tackle leader in the league is Jerome Baker of the Miami Dolphins. Middle linebacker, 76 tackles, 11 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks, no interceptions though there. So next up, we're going to look at our sack leaders. Right now, Aaron Donald is in the lead with 16 and a half sacks, followed closely by Frank Clark and the Kansas City Chiefs with 9, and Nick Bosa from the 49ers with 9 as well. And rookie Yeter Gross-Matos from the Panthers, that's probably one of the best names ever in Madden, with 7.5 sacks. So looking like possibly a defensive rookie of the year might be in store for Gross-Matos. All right, next up, we're going to look at our interception leader, and we have Minka Fitzpatrick. Oh, trying to get that out there 100 times fast. Minka Fitzpatrick of the Pittsburgh Steelers is also in the lead right now with 8 interceptions. He's also got 39 tackles. And right on his heels is Devin McCourty of the New England Patriots with 7, with 30 tackles. Next up is our field goal kicker right now in the game. The top kicker is Tyler Bass from the Buffalo Bills. 14 attempts, 16 attempts, 14 made, 87%. 57 was his long. 13 of 13 for extra points. And just out of curiosity, we'll see the longest kick so far. And we have a 60-yarder made by Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens and Mr. Penguins. So, in fact, I think Tucker would probably push for top kicker, but he hasn't kicked very many field goals because Penguins has been scoring a lot of touchdowns. Punting, let's go. Right now, the top punter in the league is my guy from the Los Angeles Rams, Johnny Hecker, with 31 punts, 1,300 yards, averaging about 44.2 net yards, 39.9, 9 inside the 20, and only 7 touchbacks and a long of 63. All right, guys, and now I think we'll end it, but we have our kick returner. So right now we have 3 guys with a return kick for a touchdown. Mecole Hardman of the Chiefs. Damir Baird from the New England Patriots with one. And Amir Abdullah from the Vikings also having one return for a touchdown. See if our punt returners have returned any. And no, we do not have any return for punts. Right now, our yardage punt return leader is Jakeem Grant from the Miami Dolphins with 129 yards return yards. So there you have it, guys. That is our stat leaders right now for season 19. Stay tuned for up next. We'll be talking about key injuries in the league. And then next up, looking at the team of the week. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Hey guys, we are back with the Deuce Radio Show, and it's time to get to the next point, which is key injuries. Looking in Madden right now, we have the Rams who have an injury to one of their linemen, Havenstein, out 3 weeks with broken ribs. All right, just looking down the line here for anybody that's injured. I did see that there was one team that had a really key injury. And maybe that's what we'll just focus on, that one key injury that we think that's going to really impact that team going forward for the rest of the season. And we all know how injuries can really affect a team going forward. And that could be the case right here. The Browns do have 3 guys injured right now. Myles Garrett injured out 3 more weeks. Left tackle Willis Jr. out 5 weeks with broken ribs. Jordan Elliott also out 4 weeks with broken ribs. And then I think a big injury that is going to impact a team going forward is going to be none other than the Buccaneers' injury to tight end Rob Gronkowski. I was trying to say Bronkowski. Gronkowski. He is out with a broken collarbone for 8 weeks. That will probably put him out for the rest of the season, coming back for the playoffs if the Bucs do make the playoffs. All right, that's going to be it for your key injuries. We'll be right back with the teams of the week. Hey guys, welcome back to the Deuce Radio Show. This is Maniac, the Commish, and the host. And let's get to our teams of the weeks. And right now I'd like to point your attention to, in the NFC, none other than the Atlanta Falcons and Mr. Ross. The team right now is currently 6-1 and just on fire. He's averaging about 29 points a game, 325 yards, 187 yards passing, which is like 27th, so he's in the lower tier. But rushing yards, 137, which is fifth best in the league. He's only given up 16 points a game, 302 yards a game. Passing yards, his defense is bottom half, 24th, with giving up 230. But rushing yards, his defense is stout. Only giving up 71 yards a game, which is second best in the league. Has an explosive roster that he just exposes the other opponent's defense. Next up, we're going to look at the AFC. And I'll turn your attention to the New York Jets and Kobe. Kobe's a new guy here. I believe he's friends with Penguins, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But the New York Jets are flying high at 6-2 right now. And they are averaging 31 points a game, which is third best in the league. Top-rated offense with 370 yards a game. Passing offense, number one, 272. Rushing, he's in the top half at 12 with 97 average a game. And on the defensive side, points given up, 18th with 24 points given up. Yards, 297 average a game, bringing his total to 19th in the league. Passing yards, only 200 given up, so it's not great, but he's not at the bottom. And rushing yards, again, his defense is not great there, giving up 96 yards a game, but is good enough for 16th in the league so far in season 19. All right, guys, there you have it. That is the teams of the week, or the weeks, I should say. So far, those guys are balling out and doing well in the deuce. Stay tuned for more right after this. And we're back with the Deuce Radio Show. Again, this is Maniac. Let's get back to our next segment that we have set up for today, player draft highlight. And then we're going to go right into playoff prediction. And then we'll take a quick break, finish up with rule spotlight, and a quick thank you. But looking at our draft highlight, I want you to take a look at Randy Moore, defensive end out of USF, 22 years of age, 285 pounds, 6'3". Coming in with top skills of hit power of A, tackle of B+, and block shed of B+. He is projected to go early first round. His talent suggests that he's a middle first rounder, but guys, do not sleep on him. I think he can be possibly a very, very good player in the deuce for seasons to come. So if you're drafting within the top 15, this guy's sitting there, you better not sleep on him, because somebody's going to pick up a stud and you're probably going to wish you had not let him go by. All right, let's go right into our playoff prediction for the Deuce season 19. Let me pull up Daddy Leagues here. And here we go. Daddy Leagues. All right. Playoff snapshot presented by DaddyLeagues.com. Playoff for the NFC side looks as is right now. The Atlanta Falcons at 6-1 are holding on to the top seed. The San Francisco 49ers at number 2, 6-1. The Green Bay Packers, and if I don't quote your name or who you are, whatever, please forgive me, but the Priest, they're at 5-1 with Green Bay. He just seems to be lighting it up. But Green Bay also has had, I think, 3 owners so far this season. So good luck, Priest, on your quest for a playoff. Big Hurt in the Dallas Cowboys at number 4, 5-2. Mr. Maniac, myself, with the Los Angeles Rams with a big win yesterday over the Miami Dolphins. It was a very good game. 6-2 at number 5. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 6 at 5-2. And then we have the Detroit Lions at 7 at a 4-2 record. On the bubble in the NFC, Minnesota at 3-3, Seattle at 3-3, and New Orleans at 3-3. Heading over to the AFC side, we have the New York Giants at number 1 spot with 6. Or did I say Giants? I said Giants. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend Jet fans. The New York Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, are at number 1 with 6-2. The Baltimore Ravens are at number 2 at 6-1. Mr. Penguins has got that team flying. Tennessee Titans are 5-1 with Smash. I'm not sure if he's been playing all of his games or not. But nonetheless, his CPU has done him a marvelous job, if not. The Kansas City Chiefs and Little Koch is on 5-3 at number 4. Number 5, Pittsburgh Steelers and Lost Sniper 6-1. The New England Patriots at 5-1 at number 6 seed. And then bringing up the rear at number 7, the Cincinnati Bengals and Houdet, who disappeared at 3-4. On the bubble, we have the Indianapolis Colts at 2-4. The Jacksonville Jaguars at number 9 on the bubble at 3-4. And then the Miami Dolphins, 2-6, still have hope. All right, guys, there you have it. That is your playoff prediction and overlook right now heading into season 19 playoffs. If I had to choose right now for a Super Bowl team, I'm going to say that we would be looking at an Atlanta Falcon and Baltimore Raven bowl game to end season 19 in the deuce. That may change. But that's my prediction for right now. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be back again after this from our for our ending to the show. So anyway, stay tuned, guys. We'll be back. Welcome back, Deucelets, and let's get to the rule spotlight, shall we? We just want to highlight a rule per show just to help maybe put things on guys' minds that may have been slipped, forgotten. Maybe you didn't read it well enough when you first came into the community. So we will go over certain things periodically and just to kind of spotlight. Today, though, I just want to talk about the league principles, values, respectful communications, and then the importance of sending in your feedback. Number one, the values. Brotherhood over victory. Shared community is number one and bigger than any one of us. Share and receive feedback humbly, respectfully, and hopefully we can always try to keep it privately. Leave agendas at the door. Be passionate. Also be willing to set aside your idea if it isn't accepted. We want strategic planning from every owner. And the board members are being held to the highest standard. Participate in communication. Where obviously we don't want guys not communicating, playing games and stuff like that, and having sims and all that mess. Don't be a ghost who just plays games and doesn't chat, or maybe you're upset about something. Let's get it out, get it over with, and move forward. The board, guys, we do a lot, and I don't even think we do as much as I would like or would want, but when you have real life and things, it's just not easy to get everything in. Always assume the best, not the worst, of every owner, board member. We're all in the same boat here, trying to enjoy a Madden league that is a getaway from everything else. And with COVID this year and different things, we need that getaway. So let's just think better of each other. be willing to learn and participate in the community. We have a lot of processes outside of Madden, just playing the game with the different incentives that we have that you can participate in. That's a way that you can help your team grow and get bigger and better, and not be stuck with just, the low overall team and say, well, everybody else is better than me. Well, guys, we got some things in place. If you use it, you can make your team get better. Our league, and I'm taking all this from the OMFL, but we've kind of adopted the bylaws or rules, sort of say, from there. We have tweaked a few things here and there, just for the simple purpose that our league is different from the OMFL, because a lot of times we don't have a full league, so we have to make adjustments and things like that. But often OMFL leagues, members of the Grown Folks community, in this community, we ask that the owners treat each other as adults with respect, courtesy, and if you have differences or whatever, just be respectful, be nice, or leave. I mean, this is on the thing. So, and a few examples to help that along is: assume the best intentions of others. This is useful in Madden and in life. Have self-awareness enough to log off when you're having a rough day, and don't take it out on everybody else. Everything will be here tomorrow. Talk to someone in a PM if you feel disrespected. Respond with understanding when others reach out to you in this way. No public bashing of the other owners will be tolerated for any reason. You can't cover with just joking. Do not use the showboating features. Avoid taunting and other shows of poor sportsmanship. And that could be spamming good game before the game is really over. Do not be logged in. Participate in Discord chat during your game. Nothing good comes of this. I've struggled with this as well, because when the game is playing bad, you just want to tell somebody. And to be quite honest, what I've done is the me bot. I have opened the me bot in a PM, and I rant to the me bot. It sounds stupid, but it has helped me tremendously, because a lot of times this game plays so dumb and so stupid, and I just want the world to know how I hate this game. But when I do it in the regular chat, it doesn't help. So, MeBot, a personal PM to yourself, whatever. It's actually a good practice, and it does work. If you're leading big late in the game, it's time to take your foot off the gas and pump the brakes. And if it's a really big lead, I'm talking like if you got 30-point lead going into the fourth quarter, it's probably time to go ahead and I'm going to say run the clock. I know there's some things, some people, I'm running the clock though. There is no sense in playing a full fourth quarter, them going three and out, and then you have the ball, halfway midfield and basically just trying to take knees or whatever. I'm just running the clock. I'm just trying to run the ball and get the game over with. And if we have any conflict or, negative things that happen within the process, it's a problem and we'll face it head on or whatever. But, that's just something that we will deal with when it comes up. Feedback and reporting FPR violations, those are very important. That's the reason why I have the feedback. And I have to get onto myself, because in the deuce, I don't do the feedback as often as I should for even the OMFL guys that are playing here. I do it a lot on the newer guys, but I don't do it on the OMFL guys. And I don't care who you are. You could be playing in this league for 4 years, four Madden seasons, whatever. You can still take criticism, and there can be times where the thirst of winning overtakes your thought process of playing fair. And so everybody needs feedback, constructive feedback, not just rant, but constructive feedback, and those can help us deal with those situations where we can get those under control and take care of that, so it's not a big problem down the road. So guys, in conclusion, I want to say thank you so much for playing in the deuce. And I hope this show is not so long that you turned it off 5 minutes in and then never listened to the full ending of it. But I want to just, again, say thank you for participating and playing in the deuce. I'm looking forward to big and better things as we go forward. So, guys, stay loose, have fun, play hard, and we'll see you the next time. Deuces.
You've been listening to the Deuce Radio Show. All content was created for the use of our audience and those within the grown folks community. Feel free to like, subscribe, and share this content. Thank you for your support.